Okay, today's daf is the last daf of the third parak of Masech Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin daf Lamed Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Newman. Lizchus and Rapport Shalema for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida and for Sarah Freida. Bas Chaya, they should have Rapport Shalema, Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. We left off on daf Lamed Amid Beis. We're pretty far up the page, actually. I believe about 15 lines before the end of the page, almost. Or 10 lines? Where are we exactly? Oh, yeah, we had just gone through the... Yeah, we're up to Ashkeche. Okay, yeah, Ashkeche Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Rav Huna. The first word online is Mitztarfi. We had just gone through the four different situations of Hoda'a Achar Hoda'a, Halva'a Achar Halva'a, Hoda'a Achar Halva'a, Halva'a Achar Hoda'a. What if one aide says that I saw on Monday that he lent him money, and then the other aide says, no, I saw on Tuesday that he lent him money. Can they be Mitztarif? So we're going to go through how those permutations work, why it is that in some of those cases they can be Mitztarif, and in other cases they cannot be Mitztarif. Then we're going to discuss how to handle when two edim are makhish each other bibidikos, when they contradict each other, but not on critical elements of the testimony, only on bidikos questions, on the questions that don't really relate directly. What color was the bag that the money was in? When it comes to dine mamres and when it comes to dine nefashos, we're also going to discuss more broadly when do we apply yesh b'chal masayim mana, meaning when two edim contradict each other and one guy says that he owes him $100. And the other one says that he owes him $200. Do we say, good, so we have two edim that he owes him $100. The other $100 we only have one edim, but the first $100 we have two edim. When exactly do we apply that? What if one of them says that he owes him a barrel of oil, the other one says he owes him a barrel of wine, and oil is a little more expensive than wine? Do we say he at least owes him a barrel of wine? Yesh b'chal masayim mana. What are the limitations of that rule of yesh b'chal masayim mana? Then the Mishnah Lamed Aleph is going to have two machlokos about at what point you're no longer allowed to bring further evidence to support your claim. One machlokas is if Beis Din gave you a deadline and that deadline has passed and now you want to bring more evidence, are you still allowed to? Beis Din said you have 30 days. 30 days have passed, you want to bring more, are you allowed to? The second machlokas is going to be not that Beis Din gave you a deadline, you gave yourself a deadline. You said, I have no more evidence. I have no edim, I have no raya's. And then all of a sudden you show up one day with edim and raya's. Do we say, no, you already admitted you have no edim and raya's? Or do we say, no, if you have edim and raya's, maybe you forgot, you didn't realize that there was more to bring. So do we accept further evidence? The Gemara is going to discuss how to paskin in each of those machlokos and spend a lot of time figuring out Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, particularly in the second of those machlokos. And then, toward the middle and bottom of Amud Beis, we're going to discuss whether a person is allowed to force the other baldin to go to a different Beis Din to adjudicate their case. Meaning, can you say, I want you to come with me to a more distant but a more qualified Beis Din? Or do we say, no, you're done B'iro, you have to go to the Beis Din that's in your city and you can't force anybody, and does it make a difference whether you are the Tovea or the Nitva, whether you are the Malva or the Love? So let's begin. We are at Ashkechei Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak L'Rav Huna. But just to quickly chazer, the last two lines, we had said that according to Rav, Hoda'a Achar Hoda'a or Hoda'a Achar Halva'a Mitztarfi. One aide says that I saw Reuven admit that he owes money to Shimon on Monday. The other one says, I saw him admit that he owes money to Shimon on Tuesday. So that's mitzvah if that's considered like you have to wait him. Or one of them said, I saw Reuven borrow money on Monday. And the other one said, I saw Reuven admit that he owes money on Tuesday. That's also mitzvah if they're talking about the same thing. He borrowed the money on Monday, and that's why he owed the money on Tuesday. But we said halva'a achar halva'a. If one of them said that I saw him borrow the money on Monday, and the other one said I saw him borrow the money on Tuesday, they're not going to be mitztarif because they're talking about two different events. He didn't borrow the same money twice. If he borrowed money twice, it was two different sets of money, and therefore you don't have to aid him to any single halva'a. Or if it was halva'a achar hoda'a, one of them said I saw that he had admitted that he owed him money on Monday, and the other one said, I saw that he borrowed the money on Tuesday. Clearly, that must be different money, because you can't yet owe the money on Monday if you didn't borrow it until Tuesday. So that's why it's not going to be mitzdarif. So says the Gemara, Ashkeche Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak L'Rafuna Bar Rav Yeshua Amalei, Maishna Halva Achar Halva Delo. Why is it that when one says he saw him borrow on Monday, the other one says he saw him borrow on Tuesday, why is it that they're not mitzdarif? It's very obvious, because the money de kachazi hai, lo kachazi hai. The money that this guy saw him borrow is not the same money that guy saw him borrow. Hoda'a achra hoda'a nami. Well, wait a second. Isn't it possible that if one of them saw him admit on Monday and the other one saw him admit on Tuesday that he owes him money? It's not definite, but isn't it at least possible that it's not the same money? Amana de kamoda kamehai, lo moda kamehai? That the money that he admitted in front of one guy is not the same money that he admitted to owing in front of the other guy? So shouldn't we be concerned that we do not really have two edim to the same alva, because they're not being molded to the same thing? Damalei lahay basra b'hay mana da oduye le kamach oduye le nami kame ploni. No, so the case must be that he told the second guy that he admitted in front of, you know, I'm admitting in front of you the same money that I admitted yesterday in front of the other guy. So he was clear that it was the same money. Fractal Gemara, still, it's not really two edim on the same money, because akati basri yada kama lo yada, because maybe even once you make that ukimta, only the last guy, the second guy, knows that they're being made about the same money. But the first guy has no way of knowing that they're being made about the same money. So how could you be besired for the edus when the first guy doesn't even realize that it's necessarily the same money? So says Marana, the Hadar Azul Amrale Lakama, Haimana Dodile Kamach, Odilinami Kame Ploni. You have to make an additional kimta that the Lova told the first aid that the same money that I admitted in front of you, I am also going to admit now in front of this second aid. So now both aidim know that they're being made about the same money, because the guy had told them, the Lova had told them, that it is the same money. So I'm late. He said, Shkoyach, you cleared it up for me. Now I understand how they're being made about the same money. So now Rav Hunan Rav Shua says, you sure it's such a good answer? So Amalei, Rav Hunan Rav Shua, who's the one that gave the answer in the first place, right? So he says, my nichusa, why is my answer so great? The Rava, Vitem Rav Sheshes, Shadda Banarga, because you should know that Rava, or perhaps Rav Sheshes, had what to say about this that could really blow up the whole answer. Because after all, if the case of Hoda Achar Hoda, Lav Hainu Hoda Achar Alva, isn't that exactly the case of Hoda Achar Alva? Meaning, if by Hoda Achar Hoda you require that each aid knows about the edus of the other guy, by Hoda Achar Alva you have to say the same thing is going on. If they saw the loan happen on Monday, and then the other aid saw that he admitted it on Tuesday, so you have to make the same ukimta that he tells the second aid, this the money that I'm being molded to you now, that I'm being molded in front of you now is the same money that I borrowed yesterday in front of the other guy. And then he goes to the first aid and he says, I admitted to the same money that you saw me borrow, I admitted in front of the other guy. So it turns out that he was therefore molded in front of two aidim. So that would be hoda'a achra hoda'a. So why do you have to say the same din twice? Meaning you're teaching me essentially the same idea two times. So isn't that problematic? So Amalei, Hainu d'shmi'li aleich d'ramisu d'kli v'zakfisu lehu. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Rav Hunan Rav Yeshua, now I understand your reputation. You have a reputation of chopping down trees and then replanting them. Meaning, I had these giant trees of kashas. You chopped down all my kashas, you answered all my questions, and then you replanted them. Then you caused me trouble again. Nardai Amri, Bein Oda Achra Oda, Bein Oda Achra Alva'a, Bein Alva'a Achra Alva'a, In all four permutations, in all four possibilities, the two edim are being made about the same amount of money, and therefore they are mitzdarif to each other. Keman, Rabbi Shob and Karcha. Why are they mitzdarif? Because we're assuming like Rabbi Shob and Karcha. Remember, Rabbi Shob and Karcha is one that holds they can always be mitzdarif shnei eduyos, even if they're on separate days, that they don't have to be coming at the same time. So over here also, they don't have to be seeing the testimony at the same time, and it's still going to work. Now, we're going to have sugyos later on about chakiros and bedikos. Chakiros are, we ask about the date. You know, what year was it? What month was it? What day was it? You know, we ask what place it was. Those are the kinds of questions that are critical in order for the Edom to be Edus Shatiyach Lazima. You can only be eligible to be Edom Zomim if you pinpoint a date and a location. Then someone else can later say, wait, that date, that location, you weren't there. Yimanu Yisum, you were with us that date somewhere else. Those questions are clearly absolutely critical. Bedikos are not as critical. Bedikos are questions where we pepper them with all sorts of questions about details about the Maisa. You know, oh, you say that a murder happened under a tree. What kind of tree was it? Well, what kind of fruits were going on the tree exactly? Were they ripened dates? Were they unripened dates or figs that were growing on the tree? How thick were the stems? You know, those kinds of things. That is not necessary, obviously, for Hazama. And if Edom or Machish chakiros or bedikos, they're batel, the edus can be batel if they're makhish each other, if they contradict each other. But if edim say I don't know on chakiros, that's a real problem. On bedikos, not such a problem. So they didn't know exactly what kind of fruit was growing on the tree under which the murder occurred. That's not going to ruin the entire edus. Now, mida oraisa, both by dinim mamnas, you need drisha v'chakira, but the dinim mamnas, but midrabanan, the chams say that dinim mamnas do not require drisha v'chakira in order to kadesh lo tinol delas b'fnei lovim. That if we're going to do a drisha v'chakira on all edus, it's going to be very hard for someone who lends money to find proper edus to get him paid back. So this is one of the long list of takanos that Chazal made in order to make it easier for a person who's trying to borrow money to find a willing lender. How do the Chazal make that easier? By making it easier for the lender to get paid back, because a person is more likely to lend money if he feels like it's not going to be too much of a challenge to get paid back. So we don't have to do drishos v'chakiros. However, if they did a chakira, or the edim volunteered the information, and they were makhish each other on chakira type of questions, so most of the Rishonim hold edusan betela. Now the Gemara is going to quote Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that edim that are makhish bechakiros, even in dine mamnas, is edusan betela, but when they're makhish bebedikos, their edus is going to be kosher. So now, keeping that in mind, Amar Rav Yehuda, edus hamachesha zuazu bebedikos, ksheira bedine mamanis. If it's a dine mamanis case, and the edus, the two edim contradict each other on bedikos type of issues, not on the critical issues, it's going to be kosher for dine mamanis. Amar Rav Mestavra Milsad Rav Yehuda, ve'echad omer ba'arniki shchora, ve'echad omer ba'arniki levana. Rav Yehuda makes a lot of sense. If one of the edim said that it was a black purse that was holding, a black pouch that was holding the money, and the other one says that it was a white pouch that was holding the money. But if they contradict each other about the money itself, then the edim cannot be mitzdarif, because it's a chasha on the actual ikra ha'edus, on the actual halva'a itself. So it could be that we could be medayik from the way Rav Yehuda is explained by Rava, that edus, that machish each other on something secondary to the loan itself. Not the loan itself is possible by Dinei Nefashos, because he says it's kosher by Dinei Mamonos when it's a secondary matter. Sounds like, yeah, but by Dinei Nefashos it's going to be puzzles. So says Gemara, "Va'arniki shchora b'dinei nefashos lo." Wait, do you mean to tell me that if they contradict each other on these secondary matters by dinei nefashos, that that's going to be a problem? That we're not going to accept the edus? V'amar Rav Chista, echad omer b'sayif haragol. Vechromer ba'arira narago ein ze nachon, that if they argue about what the murder weapon was on a murder case, so that's not nachon, meaning that emes nachon adavar, that's not an acceptable edus. But vechromer kelev shchorim, vechromer kelev levenim. One guy says, you know, the rotzeach was wearing black clothing, and the other one says, no, the rotzeach was wearing white clothing. Harei ze nachon, that's perfectly fine. That is a bedika type of question. So you see, against Rabbi Yehuda, you see that even on Dine Nefashos, if they contradict each other on a bedika type of question, that it's going to be perfectly fine. So says Gemara, okay, so you've proven that that Rav Chista and Rabbi Yehuda disagree with each other. Gavra, Gavra Karamis. Why, you're asking that as a stira? That's okay. Amoraim are allowed to disagree with each other, so you can't ask that that's a that's a stira. Rav Yehuda holds that edus that's machish each other bebedikos is possible bedine nefashos. Rav Chista holds it's kosher even bedine nefashos. That's how you have to say. So says Gemara Nardoi Amri afilu echrom manashach vechrom manalavan mitstarfen. In Nardoi they said that even if one of them says black clothing and the other one says white clothing, black money and the other one says white money, the edus is mitstarif, even though they're machish each other on something that's the ikar edus, meaning even if it's not about the pouch, it's about the money itself, still they could be mitstarif on a dina mamonis case. So it says Gemara keman k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha. That must be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha, who holds that even if two edim saw two different loans, they're able to be mitstarif. Meaning one of them said, I saw him borrow the money on Monday. The other one said he saw him borrow the money on Tuesday. Yeah, but at the end of the day, he owes him $100. They're both being made. He owes him $100. So he could be mitzarif. So over here also, one of them says, I saw him borrow, $100 bill. The other one says, I saw him borrow 520s. They're clearly not describing the same Isa, but they're describing the same chov. And that's good enough, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Says, are you sure? Eimer d'sham le'ed Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, heicha d'lo machshu adadi. That's if they don't contradict each other, meaning they're not telling the same story in different ways. They're just telling two different stories that lead to the same chov. But heicha d'machshu adadi. But when they directly contradict each other, they're telling the same story, but with different details. Mi amar, does Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha still say, we could be mitzareif the edos? So not necessarily true that Nardai could just be attributed to Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha, that this sheet of Nardai is just directly in line with Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha. Elohuda Amar Ki Haitan. If you want to explain the sheet of Nardai, where one eid says it was black money, the other eid says it was white money, and that they're able to be mitzareif, it must be going like the following Tana. Ditanya Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar Lenech Besham Veselal Shtei Kitei Eidim Sha'ach Someres Masayim Va'ach Someres Mana Sheyesh Bechal Masayim Mana. Let's say you have two sets of eidim, four eidim, two sets of eidim. One set of eidim says that he owes $200. The other one says that he owes $100. So clearly, everyone agrees that he owes at least $100 because they're not machish each other about that. It's just that the other set says that there's an additional $100. So they're all agreeing that he lent him at least $100. So alman nechleku al kasachas. You know, the whole machlokes beisham beisilal is if you have only one set of eidim beisham and one of the eidim says, I saw that the loan was for $200. The other of the eidim says it was for $100. Shebeshami om nechledu. So Beshami says they're contradicting each other. You got to throw them out. They're obviously in contradiction with each other. Beis Hillel omrim yesh b'chal masayim mana. That no, you have two eidim now that are saying that he owes $100. You only have one eid for the second hundred, but those two eidim that it's keilu, you have two eidim that say that he owes $100. So what does this have to do with Nardai? Nardai must hold like Beis Hillel, that even though there's a hachasha in the gufa eidus, in the actual loan itself, we're still mekabel the eidus as far as they're still aligned with each other. As far as the two guys are still saying something that aligns with each other, we're going to accept it to that point. To the point where they divert from each other, we're willing to accept. Same over here with Mana Shachar, Mana Lavan. They are agreeing about how much money he owes. They're disagreeing about what color the money was. So we'll accept about how much money he owes. So the Gemara brings other cases where it could be that we're mitztarif to Edim that are machish each other. Echad omer chavish al yayin, echad omer chavish al shemen. One says that it was a barrel of wine that he borrowed, the other one says it was a barrel of oil. Oil is more expensive than wine. Havov devasu kamed Rabbi Ami, so the mice happened in front, and they brought the shaylet Rabbi Ami to his beis din. Chive Rabbi Ami l'shlumei lechavisa dechamra, migo chavisa demishcha. He made him pay the value of a barrel of wine, because that's included within the value of a barrel of oil, since oil is more expensive. So he was mitzdarif the two eduyos, even though they were clearly being made about different things. So kiman, who does Rabbi Ami hold like? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, just like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who allows to be mitzdarif two edim that are machash each other in order to be mechayiv at least what the ed who says the lesser amount is telling you. Oh, but emer d'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hechad yesh mechal masayim mana. But Rabbi Ami seems to be an extension beyond Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is where two edim say different amounts of money, but they're all talking about money, so it's yesh b'chal masayim mana. But kia yavna, in a case where it's clearly talking about different things, one's talking about wine, one's talking about oil. Mi amar, would Rabbi Shimon Elazar go that far and say you're still mitzdarev? The edus, so says more l'tzricha, Rabbi Ami only said his din lidmei. When it comes to the first one being made, that I saw that the nitva was moda to the toveya, that he owes him the value of a barrel of wine. And the second one was made that I saw that he was moda that he owes him the value of a barrel of oil. And that's why we're mitzdarif. They were talking about money. They just used terminology of wine and oil to describe the amounts of money. But they weren't actually talking about borrowing wine or borrowing oil. Echad omer b'diyota aliyona, another case of hachasha be'edus. One guy says that I saw him borrow the money on the top floor. Ve'echad omer b'diyota ha'tachtona, no, it was on the bottom story of the house that he borrowed the money. And the edim were standing in the Rosh Hashanah where they could see both the top floor and the bottom floor. So Amar Rabbi Chanina Maisa Baldefnei Rebbe, such a Maisa came to Rebbe v'tzirif edusan, and Rebbe was mitzarif the edus because they're both moda that he owes him $100, even though one of them is describing it happening on the top floor. The other one is describing it happening on the bottom floor. That's a chasha bibidikos. And Rebbe holds like the Shita Rebuda that you could be mitzarif edim by dinim amnes, even if they're makhish bibidikos, even if they contradict each other, bibidikos. So the Mishnah then said, how do we know that at the end of a case, the Dayanim cannot leave Beis Din and start telling exactly how they voted? Oh, I voted in your favor. It was just the fact that I was outvoted by the others. How do I know the Bryce says that I'm not allowed to do that? That I'm not allowed to say that I voted for you, but the other Dayanim outvoted me? The same two Pesukim recorded in the Mishnah, depending on the gears of the Mishnah. But now here's what we had. A Maisa Shaya. There was a Talmud that there was rumors that went out. The Gully Milsa didn't rebay Midrash about Srasim Matartan Shnin. That he had revealed secrets that were said in the base Medrash after 22 years. The Chavetz Chaim brings a raya from this Maisa that you're not allowed to be Megalasod, even if it's not an issue of Rechilus, because it's worse than Avak Lashonara. That if it's a Sod, if it's a secret, you're supposed to be able to keep a secret, even if it doesn't have anything negative or whatever. So this Talmud was Megal Sod after 22 years after the event happened. Afker Rabbi Ami be Midrash, Rabbi Ami threw him out of the yeshiva. Amar Dein Gale Razia. He said, this guy is Megal Sod. This guy is someone who reveals secrets. I think Mar Gale Asiyam says that 22 years is the exact amount of time that they were, the brothers, the Shvatim, were able to keep the secret of Mechiras Yosef from Yaakov Avinu. So that's why Dafka, he thought after 22 years it runs out, because that's when Yosef was able to inform Yaakov, you know, by the way, I'm alive, and this is how I got here. So maybe that was this Talmud's cheshbon, that there's some sort of statute of limitations. So you have to say, no, there was some other reason over there, a compelling reason over there, that they were allowed to be Megala the Sod, if you assume. It doesn't say anywhere explicitly that they were Megala that Sod, of how Yosef exactly got to Mitzrayim. But anyway, so but apparently you're not allowed to be Megala the Sod even 22 years later. That's a problem. And that Rabbi Ami made this announcement that Dein Gala Razi, when you say Omar, Dein Gala Razi, that's what the Rishonim say, that he was Machrizalov, that he announced this is a person who reveals secrets, so he cannot be trusted. Meaning he thought that it was important to let people know that the person cannot be trusted with the secret. Because 22 years later, he told the secret. Okay, new Mishnah now.
But why is it Rechilot? Why is it Sodot? The Gemara is full of cases where One opinion is like this, and one opinion is like that. They are full of machloket, and we learn from it. Why should you say it's the chilu to say so and so felt tachayev, so and so felt zakat?
Oh, meaning because so the it's to say machlokas in halacha is one thing, but to say about a person's personal case, so he's going to feel very upset at the dayanim who voted against him. He doesn't view it as, when it's my dine mamonis, I'm not going to view it as a hilcha Shabbos question. I'm gonna have some animosity toward those dayanim who voted against me. So I think that's why it would be considered rechilus. Okay, says the Mishnah, calls much maybe raya so ser sedin. So long as the baldin wants to bring a raya, a further proof, he could be so ser sedin. His raya could overturn the everything we thought until that point. Amrlo kol raya sheishcha have mikan viad shalshim yom. If Basin says, look, we're setting a deadline. You have 30 days to bring all your rayas. Matz b'tok shalshim yom so ser. So if he finds rayas within 30 days, wonderful. La'achar shalshim yom eino so ser. But if he brings rayas after 30 days, he missed his deadline. It's too late. Amr Shimon Liel, my asazah, Shalomat Batok Shoshim, Matalach Shoshim. Shimon Liel says, what about the search for truth? Meaning he found rayas after 30 days are up. So because those rayas only came to the forefront after 30 days are up, that means that they're not true? No, we have to search for truth and we have to accept them even later on. So that is machlokas number one in the Mishnah. Amr lo have eidim v'amar ein li eidim. Amr have raya v'amar ein li raya. Machlokas number two is the following case. They tell the guy, bring witnesses. I don't have any. He says straight out, I don't have any. Bring a raya. I don't have any. And then lachas man hevi raya. Then all of a sudden afterwards he finds a raya. Matz eidim, or he finds eidim. Hareza eino klum. Tanakama says, we cannot listen to them. Obviously he doesn't have any and he made these up. These are all forgeries. These are all fakes because he admitted that he doesn't have any. Amr shungulion. He had no idea that someone had seen what had happened. He had no idea that there was a raya that was out there. So we have to seek truth, even if it's after a point where we thought that the case was already over. If the Baal Din sees that he's about to lose, and as he's about to lose, he says, oh, let so and so come and testify for me. Or he says, what about this? And he brings out one more star raya from his pocket. Hareza inoklum. That's a last moment act of desperation, and clearly it's nothing, it's worthless, because if he said that there's no Edom and there's no Raya, and then he just pulls it out of nowhere, Dafka at the 11th hour, so that we're not going to accept. In the first machlokas, when Beis Din set the time, so we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that an artificial time limit set by Beis Din is not going to bind the guy to bring all of his rayas by then. And we don't paskin like the chamim. Well, pshita, given damar alach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meili yadana dein alach chamim. It's machlokas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the chamim. You tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I realize that we're not going to paskin like the chamim. No. I might have said that we pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel lechatchila, that we should act like Rav Shmuel Gamliel to be so said the din, even though he brought the raya 30 days later. Avol di'eved. But if Dayanim paskind like the chachamim and rejected any such proofs, shapir dami, I might say, okay, but they were still acting in line with the shita of the chachamim, and therefore it's a valid din. Kamash mlon di'eved mahadrinalai. So that's why it tells me that no, it's a mistrial. The whole thing is off. That if they follow the chachamim, we're machzir and we're sosa the entire din. Then we have the second machlokas in the Mishnah, where it wasn't that the Beis Din set an artificial time limit. The guy said, I have nothing further. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halachik divrei chamim. Amar Rabba Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. In this case, we pass like the chamim that we're not going to accept anything further that he brings, and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So pshita, kibin damar halachik divrei chamim, mel yadana, dein halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Once again, if you tell me that we pass in one way, I know you don't pass in the other way. No, he's telling me a big chiddush, that in this case we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but everywhere else in Shisha, Sidrei, Mishnah, where there's a machlokas from Rav Shimon Gamliel and someone else, we always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that is a chiddush because that is the afuke mehad amar Bar Bechana amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom shon Rav Shimon Gamliel mishasenu halacha kamoso, because Rabbi Bar Bechana says the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we almost always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but there is not one exception. There are three exceptions: chutz me arev vitzaydon v'ra'aya achrona, except for the case of arev, which Rav Shimon Gamliel asks on a malva to get paid from an arev on the loan if the arev is la'achar chisa, if in case where there the lov has an chasim, even if the arev is an arev kablon, you can't go to the cosigner when the lov himself has the money. And Saidon is the story that happened in Saidon where a husband said to his wife, it's still this is your get if you give me back my talis, and she lost the talis, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's fine, she could just give back the value of the talis. That was Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita. And Raya Achrona is our case, that after the guy said, I have no more rayas, can he still bring rayas? So according to Rabbi Barav Huna, Rabbi Yochanan holds halach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not only by Raya Achrona, but by Arvin Saidon as well. So you see, it's only over here that ain't halacha kamoso. So says Gemara, so that's the machlokas. How many exceptions are there to the rule of halach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So ahu yinuka tavul ledina kamedra of Nachman. There was a yasom who was a katan that was brought to a din Torah in front of Rav Nachman. Amar lei islach sadi, Rav Nachman said to the kid, you have any witnesses that that your father paid up this money? Amar lei lo, the kid said, I'm a kid, I don't know anything. Islach raya, you have any proofs? Amar lei lo, I have no proofs. So chayvei Rav Nachman made it was mechayiv him to pay. Have a kabachi vazil, so kid did what children do, he cried. Shamu hanach inshi, people heard a child crying. Amar lei ananya din v'milu davucha, and they said to him, oh, we know all about your father's business affairs, and we're able to bring to be made for you, we're able to bring rayas for you. Rav Nachman says that for sure, even though he said he doesn't have any further proof, that for sure we're allowed to accept further proof, because we can't expect a kid to know everything that his father does. Similarly, the Gemara brings a maisa in the Rav Nachman's basin. There was a woman that a shtar chov that came out in the basin of Rav Nachman, that the Malva and the Lova trusted her with the shtar. So Amralei, she said to Rav Nachman, Yadanabai shtar de priyahava, I know that this is a shtar parua. Himne Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman believed her that the shtar has already been paid up. Amralei, Rav Nachman, Keman, Kerebi damar osios niklas bimasira. Why are you passing this way? It must be that you hold that osios niklas bimasira, meaning someone who sells the shtar chov, the lokeach is kona the chov when he takes possession of the shtar. So we hear also, this woman is holding the shtar, so she's kona the chov, so she's believed to say it's parua because it's hers. She's allowed to say it. Amalei shayniyacha di bayakalse. No, normally osios are not nicholas b'masira, but over here, if she really wanted this chov to not have to get paid, she didn't have to pull out the document and say it was already paid. She could have just destroyed it, and then it would not have had to have gotten paid. Igadami lohivner Rav Nachman. Others say that the way the story happened is Rav Nachman did not believe her. And Amale Rav Rav Nachman, Vahayi Baya Kalse, and Rava asked on Rav Nachman, why don't you believe her after all? She could have just destroyed the document, so she had that kind of power. So, Kivin Deschaz Beidina, Baya Kalse lo Amrinan. No, once it's Muchsuk and Bezin, you can't say Ibaya Kalse. That's Amigo is not going to work when we already have a star that's Muchsuk and Bezin. Esvel Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav asked Rav Nachman, we have a brisa, simfon, a shtar that the lova has that says that the lova paid his chov. Sheyesh lov edim yiskayim b'chosma, meaning it's a receipt that says that he already paid his chov. So yiskayim b'chosma, let the witnesses testify about their signatures in order to ascertain that it wasn't a forged document, and then good, then it's a valid receipt. Ein lov edim v'yatzam mitachsi de shlish, if there are no edim signed on it, but a third party is holding on to it, or it's written on the shtar alva itself after the chasima se'edim, kosher. We don't have to assume that it was forged. Almash lish mehemin. What you see from here is that the third party who's holding on to the document is believed. So even though he doesn't have a migo, even if the shtar is already huchsak and based in. So tiyufta de Rav Nachman tiyufta. That's a tiyufta on Rav Nachman who said that the shlish is not neman, that we don't believe this woman who is holding on to the document. So that is a tiyufta. Ki yasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, liola mevi raya v'soser. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan that the Baal Din is always able to bring a raya and be soser the din, the conclusion that we arrived at a din, ad she istatim ta'anosav. Until he says to the Beis Din, I have no more Edim and no more Raya, V'yomar kibru ploni uploni, and then V'yiduni, and then he says, when he's about to lose, oh, let so-and-so come and testify for me. So he says, wait, what are you trying to say? Hagufa kasha. You just contradicted yourself. Amrit, on the one hand, you said Yistatim Ta'anosav. So that's Asal Narabanan. That follows the Rabbanan. That sounds like if Nistimu Ta'anosav, if he says, I have no more proof, that's it. He can't bring any more proof. Vadar Amrit Kivrish Ploni Ploni V'yiduni. But then he said that no, that it's only, he's only not allowed to bring further proof when he sees he's losing and it's at the 11th hour and he's about, they're about to paskin against him. And then he comes up, let these two people testify for me. So that goes to Rav Shimon Liel, who holds that that only in that case they're possible, but he's still allowed to bring rayos even after he said ein li raya. So it's self-contradictory. And it, maybe you'll say, no, the entire memra of Rabbi Yochanan follows Rav Shimon Liel. It's just that the second line was explaining the first line. My achi istatim ta'anosav. What does it mean when we say the words achi istatim ta'anosav? It doesn't mean till he says I have no more raya. He's allowed to bring more rayas after he says I have no more raya. It means achi yomer kivru ploni ploni v'yiduni. Va'amar rabbi b'chanam rabbi yochum kol makam. So, but don't we see that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel over here? Meaning, how can you say that this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is really, it's not a self-contradiction, it's all going like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? No, the one thing we know about Rabbi Yochanan is that he doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel on the issue of Raya Achrona. So that can't be it. Elokias, if you can explain, Elokias Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He explained in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Li'ol la'mevi raya v'sosar she'istatim ta'anosav v'yomer lo havei edim va'omer ein li edim havei raya va'omer ein li raya. That the guy can always continue to bring people until they said, bring edim, he says, I don't have. Bring a raya, he says, I don't have. And even if he brings them afterwards, it's they can't be sosar the din. Meaning, like the Rabbanan, that not like Rav Shmuel. There, once you said I don't have, you don't have. But if Edom came out of nowhere from Medina Siam, they weren't here before, or somehow new evidence comes to light that wasn't available before, so then it could be Meviraya Visoser, then Visoser the Din. Even the Chamar Moda in such a case, where it's obvious that he could not have known at that time, at the time that we asked him if he has any more Raya or Edom, even the Rabbanan would be Moda if he could not have known at that time. That he can then bring proof that has come to light. They're arguing about which basin to go to, the local one or the Makom Avad, a basin that has more Talmidei Chachamim. So he could force him to go to the Makom Avad. Amar lefanav Rabbi Lazar. So the Rabbi Lazar said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Mishanosha bechaver mana yotzi mana al mana el kofenosav dan biro. He says that's crazy. Someone claims that the other guy owes him $100, so he's going to have to spend $100 to get his $100 back. I'm going to have to spend $100 in travel expenses to get to that Beis Din to get my money back. No, you got to go to the local Beis Din. It manami Amar Rav Safra Shneim Shenis Atzmu Badin. If two people are having a hard time coming to an agreement in Din, Echram Nodim Kan Vechram Neilch L'Makom Avad. One says let's go to the local Beis Din. The other one says we'll go to the Makom Avad. Kofnos of Adan Beiro. You go to the local Beis Din. V'im Hutzrach Davar Lishal. And if that Beis Din has things that they can't figure out, they don't know this din, so kosvin v'sholchin, let them write a letter to the more authoritative, the better Beis Din, and they'll write a letter to the Beis Din and go, they'll get a tshuva. V'mamar kisvu tanili, if the Baal Din says to the Beis Din in his city, I want you to write and give me me'ezatam tantuni, an explanation of the din, kosvin v'nosan, they have to be able to stand behind their din and explain it. V'yavama olech sachar yavam la'atira, there is a type of din Torah where you do have to travel, and that is a Yavama has, it's her responsibility to find the Yavam to be matir her, to be, to get married. Ad kama, how far does the Yavama have to go? Amar Rabbi Ami afilu mitveri litzipori, great distances. Amar Rav Kana Maikra, what's the pasuk that teaches us this? The karlo ziknei ira, it says velo ziknei ira. It doesn't say the ziknei of her city. Sounds like we go to the Beis Din in his city. Amar Amemer hilchsa kofnos of yelich lemakom avad. We force the Baal Din who wants to be done be ira to go to the makom avad, not to be done be ira, to go to the distant, more qualified Beis Din. Amar Rav Asher the Amemer v'Amar Rav Lozer kofnos of v'dan be ira. But wait, didn't Rav Lozer say that we force him to go to the local Beis Din? That's if the Lova, when do we say that we force the Baal Din to be done by Iro? That's if the Lova said to the Malva that we should go to the Makom Avad. So that's when we're going to say that done by Iro. We're not going to require the Malva to spend money just to get his money back. Aval Malva ever Lova Lishmalva. But if it's the other way around, the Lova is in the is in the worst position, and therefore he will have to spend money in order to go to the Makom Avad. So once we mention the idea of the Yavama following the Yavam, even from Tveria to Tzipori, so the Gemara mentions Sholchu Leil Marukva. The Bezin in Tveria sent to Marukva, who is the Av Bezin in Bavel, L'Dziv Leikvar Batya. Someone whose face shines like the son of Batya, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalom Ukvin Abavli Kabal Kadamna. Shalom. Ukvan Abavli Kabal Kadmana. Ukvan Abavli came and cried in front of us, Yirmiya Achi Hever Alaya Sederech, that my brother Yirmiya didn't treat me right when it came to Adini Mamunis case. Va'amrulo, and they said to Yirmiya that in Bavel he should be Va'amrulo is Hi'u V'yir Panenu B'Tveria. They forced him to go to a Beis Din in Tveria. So Hagufa Kasha, the whole letter is contradictory. Amrit Amrulo, that says that Amrulo, Alma, which makes it sound like the Dayanim in Tveria said to Marukva, Dainu Itun, that you should be done the case in Bavel. But then they said, Isi'u V'yir Panenu B'Tveria, that come and let the case come to Tveria. Alma Shadru Hacha, makes it sound like they wanted the case sent to them. Elahachi Kamri. No, what they were saying was as follows. Imrulay, tell Yirmiya that he should make up with Ukvan and make sure that everything works out smoothly. Meaning, Dainu Atun, you will deal with the case. Eat Sayas. And if they listen to that din, Sayas, wonderful, we don't have to deal with it. V'ilo, but if he's not mekabel to be done in front of you, he wants to be done in front of a greater basin in Tveria, hasiyu v'yir panenu b'Tveria. So let him come to Tveria. Ravashi Amar, dine knosos hava bavalo dayanu, dine knosos. Now the case was a dine knosos case, not a dine mamonis case, and in Bavel they can't do dine knosos, so they couldn't handle it in Bavel, and therefore the dayanu Tveria said they have to come here. V'ad d'shal kleachik de lach l'kavod l'marukva. The reason they said amrulei was just to show a little bit of kavod to Marukva in Bavel, but really it could not be handled in Bavel. Hadron Lach Zeh, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the fourth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin.